tonight on Channel 10 at 7:30. Very exciting. Australian Survivor new season kicks off. We're keen, and we're very lucky to be joined on the phone now because it is Challengers versus Contenders, which is a new spin on the original season.
You mean Champions?
Champions. Oh, yeah. That's
and we've got one of the champions on the line with us right now.
Oh, we can't do it as we are joined by one of the champions, Moana Hope from the AFLW. Moana, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
I mean, champion is not even a big enough word to cover what you are, Moana. You're like you've played cricket, you played footy. I mean, you grew up in a house of 14 kids. I mean, that would have been a survivor all on its own.
Technically, it was about 16 kids, but yeah, it sort of was. It's a little survivor.
So you were prepared going into the island. You knew exactly what to expect, right?
I reckon I was probably the most prepared. I probably should have eaten a little bit more, probably a little bit more carb loaded, but I was solidly ready.
Now, you started playing in the AFLW with Collingwood when the season launched a few years ago. You've just moved to North Melbourne, brand new club kicking off next year. Is this, like, obviously this has been a challenge for you to even just get to the AFLW and it even kicking off. What was Survivor compared to the work that has been put in over the last sort of 10, 15 years getting to the AFLW?
Oh, man, like, it's two different worlds, to be honest. Whilst I was on Survivor, I just finished a challenge and the producer pulled me aside for like 3 seconds because you have zero contact with the outside world. And she just said, hey, listen, I've spoken to your manager. These are your options. Pick what team you want to play for.
Oh, my God.
And the play for North actually happened whilst in the middle of a jungle, whilst in the middle of Fiji.
A challenge.
Which was quite the story. It was pretty amazing.
I mean, how do you make that decision when you're already so mentally drained?
Like, I'm just trying to eat rice right now, guys. This is too much for my brain.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to eat for the next week. I already met with them, so I already knew what decision. And I think, you know, Survivor definitely pushed me physically and even more so mentally. So I think, you know, looking at it with a really clear mind, and that decision was easily made.
Well, look, the premiere is tonight, so you're probably keen to watch yourself and see how it all went down and see what everyone said about you. The champions team, I imagine, would be just the most ego-driven team. Like, everyone's a champion, so it's high stakes. Who really came out as, like, the leader of the group?
Yeah, that's a hard one to say because, like, even on day one, which you'll probably see, which you're going to see tonight, for me, I sort of looked straight at Matt Rogers as like a big brother figure, get everything done, and whatever Matt Rogers said pretty much did. But then there was Commando Steve, who's an absolute jet. But then we had our little business nerd dude who was super bloody smart. So you had a good range of people to lean on. And for me, I just thought, man, I'm just going to go and collect some wood. You guys do all your mathematical army dude stuff and I'll help do the rest.
There you go. A bit of life advice from Moana Hope. If you don't know what to do, just go get some wood. Well, we're very excited for tonight. It's kicking off 7:30 tonight on Channel 10. We're rooting for you. Moana Hope, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.